You were on a TV show in Los Angeles, California.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of the show?
Strictly Informal was a weekly variety show. Since it was local, it was mostly local acts.
But you were on the show, and within a day or two after, you got a call from a record company man from Chris Follett?
From Chris Follett.
Paul Burns.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He took me into the studio because he was curious as to what I would sound like on tape.
Right. He took you to the studio and he had you do something?
Yeah, just a couple of songs. I think it was the same songs I did on the show.
Did he express interest, after he heard you in the studio? Did he say, well...
Oh, yeah, he did. He just said, well, he needed to search for material that would be appropriate for me. And he said he would be in touch when he found it.
And when he found it was 2 years later. In the meantime, you hadn't called him, he hadn't called you. Okay, so you probably just sort of chalked it up to, well, you know, a lot of guys in this business make promises, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, at that age, for me, I didn't even give it a second thought.
Now, he finally came up with a song that was written called Tan Shoes and Pink Shoelaces, written by a lady named Mickey Grant.
Uh-huh.
And to be perfectly honest, you were not exactly crazy about the song. In fact, you hated it.
Yeah.
We could mention that because I'm sure your opinion has changed toward it subsequently.
Well, in a sense it has, but I still don't like the song. I never did. I mean, as much as I had to do it, and after it became as popular as it was, I mean, I did that song a lot.
Can we mention that you still don't like it? Is that all right? You put that just kind of a funny thing. And, of course, it also shocked you because here was a novelty song and you were used to doing ballads and everything.
Yeah.
But your mom and dad liked the song.
Yeah, they thought it was very cute.
They thought it was very cute. Yeah. And you probably fought with them for a couple of days saying, I don't really want to do this song.
Well, I did, but then I felt, well, I have absolutely nothing to lose. I'll go into the studio and I'll cut it and then I'll be able to say, see, I told you so.
Hmm.
You know, and it didn't happen. I thought it was very dumb. I thought that melodically it didn't go anywhere. It was the same repetitive chords over and over again in the verses and in the chorus. It never changed. It was just the same da-da-da-dum,
da-da-da-dum.
That was it from beginning to end. And the songs were, I mean, the lyrics were just so silly. You know, I couldn't relate to any of that because at that time rock and roll was really coming into its own. It was, you know, Elvis Presley and,
right.
You know, it just that kind of thing didn't appeal to me.
He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelace, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelace, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day, Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he'd better make a swill out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I wanted down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoes.